This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:40. Let's get to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like these, actions speak louder than words. They gave extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential services. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. They're awesome. Yay,
Fremont Bank.
All right. So here's what's happening. You know, one of the things I missed yesterday, and partly because we're not in the city, was there was a huge fire in the city yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Burned multiple buildings, and smoke could be seen from really far away. Not from, of course, my wife's home office, but...
Do you know the addresses? Or
they say it was right off the Central Freeway, which we know as 101, but that's continues to be what they call that stretch right there. It took out several commercial buildings, and firefighters were it was big, and you know, I actually did see a couple quick headlines or whatever, but I didn't get enough of the story to report it. Anyway, it's out, and I just feel weird that we're not connected to the city the way we normally are. So I thought I'd mention that real quick. Thank you, firefighters.
Yeah, that would have been, right down the street from us if we were in the city.
One of the things that has undone me in my life many times, besides alcohol or beautiful women, is this wide, deep vein of effort that runs right down the middle of me. Oh. And it's this attitude of effort. Let's just see what happens. And it's has helped me. And also I've enjoyed great times because I've tapped into that vein. Yep. And it's also undone me in ways that I'll never ever get back. So if you can control your effort vein, you will have a much better life. They say the key to a happy life here in this story is once in a while doing whatever you want without thinking about the consequences.
It just really depends on what that once in a while thing is. You should go and have yourself some fun, but you know, if it's robbing a bank, don't F that.
Agreed.
Yeah,
the key to being really happy, though, is sometimes ignoring your responsibilities and doing something fun and truly not thinking about the consequences. Researchers found that when you do that, it helps your well-being and mental health. So I guess being able to...
figure out what the right effort moment is.
Right. Saying bleep it with some idea that, you know,
I'm gonna murder someone on
the other end of this, you know, dropping LSD while in school.
Sure.
That's not a good time to say, hey, what the heck? Who cares? Let's see what happens with this.
Well, you do get some nice stories out of it, you know.
Sure.
40 years later.
Mm-hmm. So they say the key to it is self-control is important, and self-regulation is also important. So there you go. Being able to say bleep it with the right amount of adult self-control is the key to a happy life, everyone.
Well, that's good to know.
I have a million stories because I'm using the internet as my sole source. I have a million stories and have to look at them very carefully to decide whether they're bullcrap or not.
Okay, yes. A lot of misinformation on the web.
Right. One of the stories we've talked about, I had reported, was that it appears smoking has been down since the pandemic started. And actually, you were, I think, the one that pointed out how most people are stressing and bored, and it seems like you'd smoke more.
Yeah.
Well, Marlboro wants you to know, yeah, that's true. People are smoking more. Their profits are up. So they're saying to that story about people quitting smoking, no, you're not. You big liars. You lying liars.
Oh.
So I don't know
People just don't want to admit that they're sitting around just, you know, chain smoking all day. Chain smoking and sipping whiskey.
I guess. I don't know.
No, I'm very productive. Yeah, I'm having a great time at home. Yeah, I have, you know, my guy have a garden. You can't come see it. You can't come here. And the place has never been cleaner. I iron all my clothes because I've got time for that now. I, you know, I put a new roof on the place. I'm not just sitting around smoking cigarettes and drinking.
It does appear to be one of the ways people are coping with stressful situations. They light up. And
sure.
If you're addicted, of course, that's what you're into.
Yep.
They also say the negative press around e-cigs has pushed people back to regular cigs. So I don't know, you know,
if
you're out there.
Happen.
I have trouble believing anything any cigarette company says, so I don't know what to make of that. But
they
there's the
lying,
contradicting story to the fact that people have quit cigs during the pandemic. It seems, according to Marlboro,
no, you haven't.
Sales are up.
Oh my God, you guys are lying. Just like we lie. It takes a liar to know a liar.
This is a weird pivot. There's a guy named Johnny Perry in Washington Township, Michigan, and he owns a jewelry store. He got it from his dad, and he's run it his whole life. But when he shut down for the pandemic, it forced him to reevaluate his entire business. So he closed his business, took the entire inventory of his store, and buried it as treasure around Michigan. Now he's launching a treasure quest to find each of the stashes of buried gold, diamonds, and silver, and more. People can buy tickets to the quest.
Oh, and then you
and
get
they'll
like a clue?
Get clues where the treasure is buried.
Oh my
From
God,
there,
this is genius.
It's a race. Is it?
It kind of is.
Okay.
This is a way for him to make money during the... No one's, you know, going into a jewelry store. Well, maybe they are. I don't know. I don't go there in the normal times.
People still want to bejewel that. Well, maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. But that's what he's done with the business that his dad built and handed over to him. He has now turned it into a treasure quest.
I like it.
You buy tickets for clues or you buy... I'm sorry. People can buy tickets to the quest and they'll get clues where the treasure is buried. And from there, it's a race. So...
Wow.
Trip.
I like it. I think that's great.
I hope it's profitable for him.
I would do that. I would buy tickets to that. Because it was something to do. You know, you're outside. You got your shovel.
Sure.
You know, your bloodhound. I don't know. Is that what you use for a treasure? I don't know.
A bloodhound? Yeah,
whatever.
I don't know. You have to feed the bloodhound a scent first. So
well,
you'd have
can
to
Can I give
tackle...
him the guys? I'll
Hold
tackle
on,
the
let
guy.
Me find this guy.
Joey Pivot.
I don't think you're supposed to dig yet. You're supposed to... X marks the spot, so it says to not destroy the property.
Oh, all right.
I'm reading about it right now.
Well, Johnny Perry, I mean, if you could tackle him and get your bloodhound a good sniff of that guy's feet, you might be able to track down where he's been in Michigan.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
I'd be searching. I wouldn't even buy tickets. I'd just be searching everywhere, digging up people's yards, you know, drilling holes in sidewalks. Have it. I'm looking for treasure. What?
You did love Pokemon, right? You went
looking
for those
Pokemons. Oh my God. It's
everywhere.
Like, that's like a treasure hunt right there. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. There's a
Until I finally saw what it was you were doing with the, you know, you take this ball and throw it at the thing, and I'm like, this is what's keeping you busy all day.
Yeah, try and catch it, Vin. And catch them all.
Okay. I mean, I'm happy to see that you were out walking like crazy miles
Sure. Oh, man. I was dragging Brent along with me, too. I'm like, hey, you want to go on a boogie walk? He's like, I hate walking.
Most exercise I got in a while.
No. It's crazy.
You went
Bryn's
very
like,
far,
what
too.
Else is new? I'm always getting dragged into your nonsense.
I know. Poor Bryn. He's like, you know, when I'm bored in the afternoon, I'm like, hey, you want to Zoom? You want to Zoom? I'm just sitting here.
I mean, I'm doing nothing else except for taking care of Cameron. So.
Well, that's, you know, a thing. You have to take care of your kid.
But... that is a thing.
Takes There's a little bit
no
of work.
Question. Yeah, it does absolutely take your attention. The weird thing is you can be in the room with them, but if you don't pay attention, they'll leave and you won't notice.
Yeah.
And that's when the trouble starts.
Yeah. That's when you need alarms, entry alarms, exit alarms. Where do you think you're going?
Right. Bad news for tall people.
Uh-oh, what's going
Sorry
on?
Sorry about
people?
It. What? Looks like I'm going to become the tallest among us now. I'll be able to see concerts and movies without your giant head in my way. People over 6 feet tall are twice as likely to catch coronavirus as shorter people.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if they're just, maybe the corona floats around at a higher level. Maybe that's the level it likes before it jumps in your mouth. I don't know what to say, but it looks like the rest of us are going to get to see concerts when they come back without your head in the way.
You guys are all going to be dropped. That's look, be extra. I got to call Tommy and let him know about this.
Oh, Igo is a tall guy, isn't he?
Really? Like, we had to actually raise a doorway in our house because of Tommy.
You did not.
We did. We had these antique doors that we were going to use on this outdoor space that we did. But the thing was only going to be 6'5" instead of the standard 6'8". So we had to put a 3-inch piece at the bottom and make the doorway bigger. We're like, well, we gotta.
So he has to step over the hump?
No, at the bottoms of the doors, each door we rabbited in to.
Oh.
We made the doors, these antique doors, bigger, taller, so that they could fit a normal space.
Well, there's another reason to wear a mask, tall people.
Yeah.
Corona's coming for you.
Well, Tommy's a mask guy for sure. He's always stopping by to pick up more masks.
Let me check my time. Oh, for crying out loud. All right, one more for you.
Okay.
Dog name or human name?
Okay.
Someone posted random names online and asked people if each one is a better name for a dog or a person.
Okay.
Over 150,000 people voted.
We are doing nothing.
Man, we're bored.
Yeah, in the house.
Names on the list that work better for a dog include Buddy, Milo, Ginger, Bo, Bruno, Tucker. Tucker!
Yeah, Tucker. I know two Tuckers.
Tucker was your first kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, besides the Johnny Osmond tree.
We actually did not kiss, as I've mentioned to you 1,000 times before, but you go on with your fantasy where I make out with my cousin.
Okay, I made out with Tucker.
I gave up. That was the day I gave up the fight. That's not
right.
God damn it. No, I did not give up the lie. Shut up. Oh my God,
I am coming clean.
No.
Coco, Marley, Trixie, and Roscoe, all better for dogs than for humans.
Where's Brian on that list? I like Brian for a
one of my good friends just named her daughter Marley, and I won't share this story with her because she'll.
Well, there's a movie,
sure be...
Marley and Me. I mean, that's isn't that about
right.
a dog?
Well, but I'm sure you know the lovers of Bob Marley.
Oh, oh, sure, okay.
That's what that's from. I would think.
I don't have no idea. It's a great name, Marley.
Names that work better for a person: Charlie, Sammy, Maddie, Millie, Maggie, Tanner, and Lucy.
Those are all solid dog names.
Yeah, I like them all. I think they're all good. Anyway, it's so funny.
I like kind of human sounding dog names. Like I liked Willa as a dog name. I think that's a human sounding name.
I love that name. But I think it's interchangeable. I would have named my kid that too if I could have gotten away with it.
Hold on, Tommy on the line here.
Oh boy.
He says, "Man, I don't know what it is, but I always tune in at exactly the right time." Oh, Tommy, we're talking about you the whole morning. You didn't know that? You just, yeah, of course you hear it because you're always
legit
coming up on the show.
Tommy.
Legit Tommy.
When's the last time you saw your drummer?
It's been forever. Well, actually, that's not true. I saw him a few weeks ago because he, you know, he needs masks and I make those.
Oh, no. 831 says, I guess you're going to lose your Santa Cruz News connection. Sentinel Steve writes in, I'm 6'5".
Oh, Jesus.
Well, wear your
mask,
Sentinel Steve. I need you around. You're a great source.
Hmm. Walk around on your knees.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Hello, you guys. Call knee pads.
Knee pads, everyone.
Get a little rolling chair. You know, one of those office chairs. Roll around on that. Stay right. low. Stay low.
Or you know, they make wheelchairs. Those are fairly
Oh, my
useful.
God. And, right. and people will actually oh get out of your way. God.
Right.
Like, oh, the poor guy's in a wheelchair. Oh, you need some help? Yes. Okay.
925 says, hey, it was what? the '70s, but yes, I did LSD in high school a couple times, and it was pretty cool. LOL.
Yeah.
Well, I accidentally took it at lunchtime and did not finish the school day. I left computer class, which was, I think, my sixth or seventh period, but I ran out and left my backpack and never went back.
Oh, you just never got your backpack back again?
Well, I got it like the next day. The teacher went, what the hell was that? And I was like, I had to go. But thanks. I'm glad you saved my stuff. Appreciate that. Ay-yi-yi. My neighbor in SF has been chain smoking around the clock. It starts at 8 a.m. and I can't open a window because it comes right into my place.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I've been around people that step outside their house to smoke because they don't want the smoke in their home.
Right.
And then it goes, the wind carries it right into your house. You're like, gee, thanks. I'm so glad you're not smoking in your own home. Drugs and alcohol help people think bleep it. Yeah, I know that. I'm very familiar. Mm-hmm. I've gotten much less
bleep it.
Careless.
Since
since I got alcohol.
Well, you
out
even
of my
said
life.
That, like, you realize at a point, like, everything bad that's ever happened to me, I was drunk for. Mm-hmm. So that's,
Or a girl was involved. And
sure.
I'm not blaming girls, but I do know they I'm into them. And so, therefore, I will bleep it.
Alcohol.
Right.
Yep.
Anyway, I'll read some more texts on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.